this is government at work, right? Because now you're making lot one a lot, it's now a smaller lot that contains an existing structure that has to meet the gross floor area ratio for that lot. Is that right? Does that make sense? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me, but it's planning stuff, right?
And if we don't have the calculations, we cannot determine compliance with the UDO.
So, Andy, your both lots have to comply with the Unified Development Ordinance, which requires all of this stuff. And so we're redoing what you did in 2004 and making sure that that complies as well as the new lot. And I think if we can, Amy, let's table this for 2 weeks and get this figured out. If we can, I don't want to ruin your business. I want to be sensitive to this. Mr. City Engineer.
On top of all that, I remember the conversation last year when we talked about the tower. We had a big discussion on the parking that's going on over there. And you've got a lot that doesn't have curb and gutters. It's not paved. Have they come in since and asked for permission to park overnight storage trucks there?
I don't have information for this application about the use of Lot 2.
It looks like that's still going on. It's still an unpaved lot. It doesn't appear to have as much mud ruts as it did last year. Of course, there was a lot of snow on it today, but it's still an unpaved lot. So I just scratching my head why those concerns weren't addressed from last year.
Okay, so the thing is, the trucks who are parked, they're my house accounts. They park it, they fill up the fuel from us in the morning, then they leave and do all the tree cutting and all that stuff, and then they come back.
So are they parked overnight?
Yes.
Okay.
Commissioner Leon.
You mentioned, Regolo, that number six is required. Could you go down any others specifically that are required and not waiverable, as the city attorney was asking about before?
Okay. So eight, the natural resource protection plan is required, but the applicant may submit a letter stating that there are no natural resources present.
So we consider that met? You consider that condition?
No, because the applicant has not provided that letter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
that's a letter.
The number nine is the landscape plan. It's also a requirement for the buffer easement areas. The number 10 is related to the landscape plan, is the landscape buffer yard easement. And the number 11 is technical corrections on the CSM.
Okay. So really, you're not asking for a landscape plan for the entire lot. You're looking for the, I don't know if this is the easement for the yard.
South.
No. So you're looking for a landscape plan for this area. Is that correct?
On this side, yes, that is good.
Just on the south border?
And a portion of the east. They have existing landscaping features, they may use the existing landscaping for the landscape plan.
All right.
Okay, that's fair enough.
So this condition, I'm not speaking for you, but my impression is that's not a big deal. The issue is the recalculating for lot one, the gross floor area and the other landscape surface area ratios and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's going to take some work, but that's going to need to be done as a condition of any approval.
So item number six, item number eight, item number nine, and item number 11.
Well, they're all going to need to be done, but those are the ones that are mandatory.
Okay.
So
you can table it this week, and then I will try to provide the stuff.
If you wouldn't mind, that'd make it a lot cleaner.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Is there a motion to table in the next Plan Commission meeting?
I have a question for Jesse. The CSN has the state mandate time frame of 90 days, so we need written approval from the applicant.
Well,
yes, I authorized an extension.
Mr. Kular, you are authorizing an additional extension in writing. You got to send us a letter in writing.
No.
This is
you. Going to sign it now.
You need a piece of paper.
Shortcut. Extended how many days?
Well, at least to the next Plan Commission.
Well, how about 30 days? extension on the 90-day time limit.
That's fair. So if I bring it earlier, then I can be on the next agenda. Is that correct?
Yeah, sure.
Here, I'll just write something up and then he'll
Our intention is not to slow it down, but to get it right.
Where can I write it?
Okay, that's
going to be
all
paper?
I want to use is no.
Ask one question.
Yeah, Commissioner Moore.
So I didn't understand how there's an access agreement from lot two to lot one. So, for example, if lot two were to be sold off and developed and they took away the access to lot one, what prevents them from doing it? I didn't see that on the paper.
It's going to be the easement that lot one traffic can go into lot two.
So there's a blanket easement, so anywhere?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't see that.
Okay, subject to the signature on this agreement to extend the CS. I'm sorry, Commissioner Leon.
Candidly, up front, loaded question. I don't know if it's better answered by planning department or the city attorney, but for requirement number six, when we talk about the gross floor area ratio, we talked about he's got an existing structure, and he's looking to now subdivide the lot so that you have two lots. Is there anything in ordinance or code that allows him to not have to provide that because it's an existing structure, that it's dividing a lot and he doesn't have to come up with all that? Because I don't know, I look at it, the building's there, we're subdividing, putting something up for future use. Is there any leeway to say, look, this was put up over 15 years ago and nothing's changing about the building, why should we have to meet that? So I probably didn't phrase that particularly well, and I don't know who's best suited to answer.
It's a common sense question.
Yeah, it's, I mean, is there any leeway that we can let a not have him meet that requirement? Maybe the answer is no, but I think there ought to be.
Mr. Martinez, because the city attorney's writing.
It's an existing structure, but the applicant is creating a new lot.
So the question, let me ask the question in a different way. So let's say that Mr. Kular comes up with this. Any one of the ratios that's required in this paragraph, and they don't meet the requirements of the UBO for this particular zoning class.
Then I'm going to cut my building half to keep the city half.
So then, what is the impact of that?
So, staff will be recommending denial because the new lots will not meet the UBO.
And then that gives the plan commission what opportunity for remedy? In other words, do we ignore it?
The applicant may apply for a land division variance, but that's a separate application.
But that would not cure the UDO issue.
Because the applicant will apply for a variance.
A variance for the gross floor area.
A land division variance.
That fixes gross floor area? And
The applicant will be requesting to be over the permitted floor area ratio in the land division variance, subject to approval by the plan commission.
That, Andy, we're assuming that you've got more floor area than is permitted. It may not be a valid assumption. So, this is all
assumption. Then what will I do? I mean, it's better for me to sign what Mr. Jesse is giving it to me, and then tomorrow morning I come and fill up the application that I want the waiver, and the next agenda the board can just waive it, then I don't have to worry about anything.
That goes to the Board of Appeals.
Well, the land division variance will go to plan commission.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
But that's only for condition number six.
But the other conditions he intends on complying with. So right. Okay. So Jesse's got the form here. So So is there a motion to table this matter with the condition that the applicant extends this 30 days, sir, to the next plan commission?
Jesse, you got a pen?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I already said.
Oh.
I'll second Patty's motion.
All right. Discussion of motion to table for 30 days. Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you again.
Okay. Our friendly UDO strikes again. Next item is JHB Properties Land Division, a certified survey map for the, in the new business park. Mr. Martinez.
This is the subject
property. The applicant is here.
Oh, this is the subject property. It's approximately 80 acres, and it's located in the Franklin Corporate Park, or PDD 39, or Area D.
Oakwood Road, I'm sorry, County Line Road, 27th Street, Oakwood's up here.
So this is the existing conditions with Elm Road. And this is the property in relationship of the Franklin Business Park improvement for utilities and the proposed street layout. So the subject property will be around in the center of the Franklin Business Park, or Corporate Park, sorry. This is conceptual engineering of the street layout, and the red block is the subject property that is subject to subdivision. So this is the proposed CSM. The applicant is proposing three lots and one outlot. Lot 1 and Lot 2 will be buildable lots for future development, and outlot number 1 will be dedicated to stormwater facilities. And lot number 3 is subject to a second CSM that the applicant has submitted and will be presented to the Plan Commission in the following meetings. So this is the Natural Resource Protection Plan. The applicant is impacting approximately 17% of existing mature woodlands, but this impact to the natural resources is within the permitted impact of the UDO. These are the conservation easement. All the rest of the natural resources will be preserved into conservation easements to the west and to the north center of the property in lot 3. And this is just for reference only. This is the second certified survey map that will subdivide the lot number 3 into four lots. Lot 5 and lot 4 are buildable lots. Outlot 2 is for stormwater management and wetlands, and the outlot 3 is mostly for woodlands. Staff is recommending approval with 11 conditions, including technical corrections, conservation easements, tree mitigation, that the any proposed driveway will require approval from the engineering department, and also the proposed stormwater facilities will require approval of the engineering department.
Let me ask staff, but Scott, if you want, which is the lot that's being proposed for HSA?
Lot 1 and Lot 2.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Thanks, Scott.
This is the certified survey map.
Oh, that's right. Oh, got it now. Okay. Mr. City Attorney.
This might sound a little ignorant, but when I looked at the question of whether or not outlots count as a lot, et cetera, and said, yes, they do. You can't have eight lots and outlots. When I looked at that CSM, I actually figured out, okay, here you can do the outlots here with a four and four, but I thought it was going to be two separate CSMs instead of one lot from one CSM then being redivided. And just without looking at it off the top of my head, I'm remembering something within 5 years you can't divide or something. I could be imagining it.
Yes, we don't want to go down that path.
But the magic number is the 1.5 acres. As long as
okay.
the proposed
okay,
lots
so
are...
Okay, so that's all covered within,
right.
within
yeah.
the 5 year... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That's because I haven't looked at it. So I just thought I'd ask the question, raise the issue.
Grab the mic, Mr. Biller, please. Okay. So, Mr. Biller, if I ask you a question that we don't want to ask for confidentiality reasons, you'll give me the high sign, and we'll all understand. conversation that there may be a different lot configuration between 1 and 2 at some point in the future?
Well, they're considering possibly combining lot 1 and 2 to put a single structure on there. So that would be something that the purchaser, HSA, would do. So they would have to recombine those lots if they found a tenant or some user that wanted a much larger site.
Or we could make it a zero lot setback.
They may apply for a lot combination.
Or zero lot setback and leave them alone. We did in the business part.
I have to check the plan development ordinance.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So. I mean, it would be a single structure, though, so I don't know if we could do that. They probably would have to combine it. Okay.
But either way, whatever.
Yes.
Any other questions for the applicant? Okay. Any issues with the 11 conditions? They all seem pretty boilerplate to me.
Yeah, I don't know who you are.
Did you see them?
I have them. I didn't. Oh, right.
One, two, and three are boilerplate. Four is boilerplate. Five is boilerplate. Right, Regulo?
Sorry?
One through five are all boilerplate?
Generally, yes.
Six is boilerplate. Seven is boilerplate. Right. Written conservation easement.
It's done.
Replacement trees.
Technical.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Is there a motion? That's it. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a three lot and one outlot certified survey map, being parcel one of certified survey map 5285 as recorded in the Register of Deeds office for Milwaukee County as document number 6286497, being part of the northeast one quarter and northwest one quarter and southwest one quarter of section 36 township 5 range, north range 21 east in the city of Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. We know it as 3617 West Elm Road.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion. Mr. City Attorney, Engineer.
It just occurred to me, we talked about if, say, lot 2 doesn't develop and the road gets built, that there would be some sort of a hammerhead condition. You'd have to build some sort of a hammerhead. That's not in these conditions. I didn't make the conditions. Or did I miss it?
It's in the staff report. So DPW requests the applicant to provide a commitment that if a driveway is not created in 9 months, they will install a hammerhead, temporary T.
So basically what that means is that while we're plowing snow, if they build a roadway and we plow it, we need a place to turn around. So the idea was is that with all the building configurations, we anticipate that there's going to be a driveway entrance near the end of south end of Birch. But if something happens and that building is no longer there, we want to make sure that there's a way we can turn around. So I guess I'd like to, can we make that a condition?
Yes, substitute.
So offer the language. Do we have a second to that? Has it been moved in a second?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So can I ask for a friendly amendment?
Okay. An amendment to the motion is to add a condition that says...
What page are you on, regulars?
Page number 2, design standards for land divisions. It's underlined.
Which number?
2.
Oh, no, sorry. It's underlined. Page number 2.
Page 2.
Design standards for land divisions at the bottom of the page.
Number 13?
No, it's in the staff report.
Oh, I see.
That's the response.
Gotcha.
There you go, right there.
Gotcha. So I'd like a friendly amendment that the applicant provide a commitment that if a driveway is not created in 9 months, they will install a hammerhead, temporary hammerhead.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Discussion of the amendment to the motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. On the main motion with the amendment, Any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.